This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a pro-life group takes DC to court for playing favorites when it comes to free speech. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
In 2018, the United States Supreme Court ruled in a decision where they wrote that the people lose when the government is the one deciding which ideas should prevail. That case is most likely going to be cited in a new suit where the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF, is representing the Frederick Douglass Foundation versus the District of Columbia. Over the summer, activist groups used bright yellow permanent paint to display a message spanning an entire DC block stating that Black Lives Matter. Later, the phrase "defund the police" was added to the artistic demonstration. In August, two groups, the Frederick Douglass Foundation and Students for Life of America, applied for and received permission to hold a rally outside of a D.C. Planned Parenthood center, but they weren't given written permission to paint a message on the street that would say, "Black preborn lives matter." A D.C. Metro police officer gave verbal permission for the group to paint their message with tempera paint, which is temporary. The group assembled at 6 a.m. on August 1st to paint their message, but were met by law enforcement officers who informed them that if they used paint or even sidewalk chalk to create their free speech message, that they would be arrested. Two students decided to exercise their First Amendment right, just like the Black Lives Matter street mural, and began to paint the public sidewalk. But unlike the mural a few blocks away, they were arrested, and immediately. Frederick Douglass Foundation Virginia chapter president J.R. Gurley said that the city shouldn't be able to silence and punish us for expressing ideas that it doesn't agree with. Government officials can't discriminate against peaceful displays on the basis of our beliefs about abortion when they have allowed other groups the same avenues to express their beliefs. If the mayor allows other messages to be painted and chalked, we should be able to express our views in the same manner without fear of unjust government punishment. Students for Life president Kristen Hawkins stated that, "We are seeing incredible opposition to the pro-life speech of our students as they speak for the most marginalized and defenseless among us. The Constitution guarantees the right to peacefully express our views in the public square. If there is a disagreement over contentious issues, the answer is always more speech, not censorship, fines, or jail time." The ADF is representing the two pro-life organizations in their fight against the District of Columbia. ADF legal counsel Alyssa Graves said that the government can't discriminate against certain viewpoints by allowing some voices to be heard while silencing others. Because of the city's actions, Frederick Douglass Foundation and Students for Life of America weren't able to participate in the public square as other groups have. The First Amendment prohibits the government from picking and choosing which speech to allow. In the Apostle Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, he encouraged them to watch, stand firm in their faith, be courageous, and be strong. Pray that Christians will continue to stand for righteousness and not back down from exercising their faith and freedoms. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.